Welcome back. The holiday season is quickly upon us, and that means for the folks at the Quincy Chamber of Commerce, they are gearing up for a big holiday season at Kilroy Square. President Tim Cahill is here to give us all the details. Happy holidays, Tim.
Thank you, Joe. You too. Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving. We're going to get to that first, but the next day, things were off and running. Actually, the Christmas tree is already up at Kilroy, and lights are up, so it looks nice. It's all white, so I don't feel too guilty about putting my Christmas lights up too early. And we'll leave them up for a while after the holidays.
The kind of generic is
The white ones, I think you can kind of, it's not... It is Christmas, and it's why we're celebrating, but it's
exactly.
And there's so much color up downtown.
Yes.
And the mayor takes care of that. So we want to do something that's a little bit
a little bit
contrast, but yeah, we're ready to go. We're ready to go a week from today.
November 29th through December 1st.
I've already heard that the weather is supposed to be cold next week. So.
Yeah. That'll put people in the holiday spirit.
We are due. It's all right. I'll take a warm weekend, but that's all right.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't rain and it's not too windy, that's more of a challenge for us because we have the tent. We're outside, inside, outside. So, but yeah, I was just counting on my fingers today. This is our fifth year.
For Kilroy Square?
Yeah,
50, really?
50 year of the Christmas market. First year we did it at the old Child World.
Yes.
On Hancock Street.
Yep.
And then we lost 1 year for COVID. And so this is our fourth year at Kilroy, fifth year doing a holiday market.
Okay.
Which is nice. It's really grown. It's what I hoped it would be. We've got, I think, close to 100 vendors that will be coming through.
100 vendors?
Yeah, coming
through.
It probably is.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, if we had room, we could probably fit in another 50.
Really?
There's so much demand.
Okay.
We're still getting it,
All local?
But that's all, yeah.
Mostly?
I mean, local, not all Quincy, but all local in the region.
Yeah.
I mean, they come from as far as maybe Fall River and stuff.
Okay, but Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Okay.
All Massachusetts, because it's really a drive-up kind of thing.
Yeah.
Drive up, put this stuff in, take it out and everything. But over the 6 days, we'll have some repeats, but we'll also have different ones.
Okay.
So people who come on Friday, say, when it opens, can come back next weekend and see different vendors. And we'll be listing them all every single day.
Yes.
On our webpage, but also on social media, which is
where
people find us, on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok and stuff.
So. I noticed this year you have a special dedicated website just for Kilroy Square.
We do.
KilroySquareMarkets.com.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. And that includes our farmer's market, which we just closed up. So when this is over, we'll transition into farmer's market.
Yeah.
It's amazing because we start this process in March.
Wow. For the holidays?
Yes.
Okay.
When the first year we did it, I think we sent out our invitations in September and we missed out a lot. It was late. And people like to schedule, and there's a lot of markets out there, Christmas markets. There's a lot of them. Seaport has one. Soa Market has one in the South End.
Okay.
And then it's just hundreds of little ones.
It's a very European thing.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
It's
and
new
it's,
for
I
us,
love the fact that it's growing here.
Yeah.
I mean, I one day envisioned getting, individual little stands like they do in Germany.
Germany is the big one,
and,
I think, of. Yeah,
and
but,
stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, we've looked into it. But tent's great because, first of all, it's heated, which is nice.
Nice, yeah.
And the vendors kind of like being together.
Okay.
They're like, it's a little camaraderie. They socialize. They're not, stuck in a place by themselves.
Gotcha.
Even if they're next to someone, it's a little more open. And I think it's... And it works, too, because of the weather. You never know. We've been lucky. I am knocking on this wooden table.
There's some wood here. Some fake wood.
We've been very lucky with the weather for the most part. So and I've learned over time with all these outdoor markets we do that there's just nothing you can do.
Yep.
But we will have an indoor component, too.
I was going to say, there's the tent plus the indoor.
And the gallery.
The atrium, right?
The gallery is
gallery.
Open. We'll be sharing it this year with Aviva Trattoria, which
is
a new restaurant.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is great. They've been great partners. They like the fact that we're bringing people downtown and to our end.
Of course.
So
I
think they'll be selling pizza outside that night. And then obviously you can go in for a full meal in the restaurant and stuff. So
they have outdoor seating too?
They will have outdoor seating in the spring.
Okay.
They just missed the season this year, so we'll be sharing space with them next year for the farmers market. But it'll be the fours, it'll be them. We'll still have the beer garden, I think, next year. And then we'll have the farmers market on Friday. So so Kilroy Square is I think it has become what the mayor intended it to be when it was built and designed.
Yes.
An all-purpose outdoor space to bring people together, to allow them to eat outside. My wife and I just went to Italy.
Oh, no kidding.
We had a great trip.
Wow.
And one of the things that the Italians are famous for is eating outside.
Yes.
Everything's outside.
Yes. There's,
and it doesn't matter how cold it gets, they're outside. And that's what we try to
do. Al fresco,
yeah. And everywhere. Every piazza, every square inch, there's outdoor seating. Mm. And that's nice. It's nice. I mean, not always replicable here, but in Kilroy, it really is. You know, the Fours is open all year round outside.
Certainly, yeah.
And we do as much outside as we can. So we'll have a couple of food trucks this year as well.
Oh, okay.
Seasonal stuff like waffles and the barbecue stuff, you know, outdoor stuff. We'll have some alcohol. We have both Dottie's bar and serving Irish coffee and hot toddies and things like that.
Yep.
And then Widowmaker will be selling their beer as well.
Certainly, yeah.
So we have a bar, we have some bakeries, and we really, the centerpiece of it is the tent. We have about 25 vendors per evening in the tent selling everything.
Yeah.
And most of it, in fact, I think all of it is homemade or sourced locally. So it's creations. It's not something you can get on Amazon, although you maybe you can. It's more Etsy style.
Yes,
you know,
yeah.
And it's unique, and that's what we love about it. You can get your cookie cutter presents on Amazon. You can go to the mall. You can go to Derby Streets. But the things we're selling, you can't necessarily get in those stores.
Any Quincy-centric items that you know of?
Not sure. Okay. I know. Usually there are.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
The team organizes this whole thing. I'm as surprised as anyone when I see who the vendors are that day.
Okay.
We have a lot of repeats, but I stay out of that because I tend to mess things up.
It's schedule. Good to know your strengths and weaknesses,
and my schedule. You know, I've learned. I've learned the hard way.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, we already scheduled someone there. You know, so.
Right.
And the team that I have, Paula, Celia, Anya, they do a great job.
Oh, that's
I mean,
great.
They really, really, it's a big, you know, it's a big commitment, 6 days. And then when you're done, you kind of get ready to do it again.
Right,
it's a long day, even though we're only open for 5 hours per day.
Yeah.
We're there before, we're there afterwards. And we also have this year for returning is the PAC 42 Boy Scouts.
Yes.
Who will be selling Christmas trees and wreaths as well.
Nice, yeah.
And they set up under the trees there. It's really turned into a really nice family type event, and it really complements what the city will be doing on Friday night, which is lighting the trees
Hancock Adams.
Right,
yep.
There'll be a lot of spillover. We'll get some business before. They'll go up. They'll come back. And last year, the last couple of years, has been insane in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Just crowds of people in the restaurants, at our place standing outside. We'll have some heaters out there so people can just sort of soak it up.
We should give the actual dates for folks.
Yes, I'm sorry. Friday starts Friday the 29th,
yes.
The day after Thanksgiving, 4 o'clock till 9 on Fridays, the next two Fridays. So it'll be the 29th and the 6th.
Yes.
And then Saturdays and Sundays, 11 to 4. Both weekends. Santa will be coming on Sunday after the Christmas parade.
Oh, he's got a busy day
He's got a busy day. And in addition to that, and this is my plug for our other business association, Marina Bay Business Association, we're going to do a light up Marina Bay on Saturday night.
Okay.
So after we close at 5 o'clock, I'll be down at Marina Bay. The mayor will be there, and we're going to light it up. We're going to light up the clock tower and the boardwalk.
Has that been done before? Or is that
we've done this is the third year.
Oh, okay.
Third year. The city has contributed to the lighting, and the businesses, many of them will be open selling not only what they usually sell, but some specials for the holidays, holiday drinks and holiday food. And
well, it really is a separate market down there. You're not,
it really
not
is.
Competing at all, right?
It really is. Yeah. And it's beautiful. I mean, we have Santa will be coming in by boat.
Of course.
At 5 o'clock. and we have a nice, the marina there, Safe Harbor Marina, has built us a nice Christmas tree that floats.
No kidding.
I was told last year it made it 3 weeks, and then the wind just came in and
took
knocked it
out
it
to
over.
Sea.
But they saved it. It just tipped over.
Okay.
But it's an artificial tree. We talked about a real tree, and they said that will last about a day on the water.
Okay.
But it's a nice artificial tree that they light up, and that right opposite the clock tower.
Oh,
so
right. Okay.
It's a great weekend
yeah.
for the city of Quincy. I mean, it's not certainly not just us. We contribute to it as we can, and we try to help small businesses at that event selling things. And I'll tell you, some of them make a lot of money selling this stuff and then restocking and coming back.
Okay, so this is an important event for them.
It's an important event.
Yeah.
And I think I think it fits well. I mean, it's affordable. The prices aren't crazy like they are at Seaport, where you can drop a lot of money at Seaport.
Mm-hmm.
And you can drop a lot of money here, but you can get a lot for it. And I think that's what we wanna do. We wanna keep it affordable. We wanna keep it Quincy.
Right.
But nice. It's very nice. I mean, we've got some really excellent vendors doing some excellent things.
Look at parking right there.
Parking's right there.
Garage,
I told them to open up the roof, which is rarely opened at Kilroy Parking Garage.
Okay.
I said open up the roof on Fridays because last year they had to open it. There was no room.
A lot of demand for
it. A lot of room. Okay. Because, and then the beauty, and then I know you maybe have talked about this, but the skating rink opens.
I was going to mention, yeah.
Skating rink opens up after the Christmas parade, so the Monday, I believe, Monday or Tuesday,
December 2nd. Yes, yeah.
Monday.
Yeah.
It's right behind Kilroy Square,
yes,
right now, right behind the parking garage.
Yeah.
My team was over there taking photos and videos of it today. It's bigger than last year.
It is bigger, yeah.
I think it's a great spot. People will see it. There's plenty, and they can park right there.
Right.
So the second weekend of the Kilroy Square Market will include the skating rink opening.
Yes.
So it's great. We haven't had that last year because it didn't open until after we closed
last year.
I love that. Skating rink, and that'll be open all the way till February.
And it's free.
It's free.
Yeah.
It's a great, the mayor's done a great job. It's nice.
So it really adds to the whole holiday atmosphere.
Well, it's like Rockefeller Center here in Quincy,
I didn't want to say that, but it's kind of
It is. Yeah. It is on a smaller scale.
Right.
But family-oriented. There are crowds, but it's manageable.
Yes.
Friday night's busy. But you gotta love people if you want to do this kind of stuff. And even we experience it during the holidays. We'll take our grandchildren down to mail their letters to Santa.
Oh, yeah, right out front.
Some night during the holiday and just watch to see the lights, to see the crates, and just, get a good feel. And you know what? It's amazing. The last couple of years we've been doing it, we're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
300-400 people just milling around, taking photos, bringing their kids, bringing their grandchildren. It's a really nice community space. And we love it.
Well, it's the big weekend where, as you know, folks come back to the city.
They do.
First for the football game.
Yes.
And then they stay.
Go Quincy. Got to bring that plug in. It's tough. I'm outnumbered in the city, in City Hall and stuff. They're all North Quincy folks, including my own staff. But I got to go Presidents.
Okay, fine.
Go Presidents.
We're neutral here.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then they stay right through the parade on Sunday and thereafter, too. Right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And then we've had the Marina Bay event.
Yeah.
Now we got the skating rink.
Mm-hmm.
It's great because, to be honest with you, who wants to drive into Boston if you don't have to? If you can get it here and there's all these restaurants, we have the new Mason's restaurant opening up. During the holidays, I think it's going to open up in December.
Oh, where's
the
that?
The old Masonic Temple.
Oh, sure, yes. Yeah.
Jimmy Liang's new Italian steakhouse.
Yes, yes.
It looks beautiful, and it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a nice addition to that end of the square,
sure,
the north end. We just had a bookstore open up.
Yes, I read about that.
Bookstore opened up near, right across the street from the Masonic Temple, which is great because Quincy hasn't had a bookstore in a long time.
It's been a while.
It's coming together. I mean, it's a process. There's still some vacant spots that are proposed for proposed buildings coming up on the square. But it's really nice that end of the square is now done. Mm-hmm. Those buildings are probably 100% occupied, the stone and center buildings.
Yes.
Came out beautiful. And the restaurant, it's nice to keep that Masonic Temple.
For sure.
Because it's a lot of...
Oh, it's iconic for Quincy
Center.
We
lose a lot of history, but, buildings come and go, and some can't be saved, but it's nice that Fox Rock saved that and turned it into a restaurant. I am excited about just going in.
Well, just coming back from Italy, so you're going to have to compare and see.
Tell
Jimmy how he's doing.
Yes, definitely will.
Has there been any discussion at all about bringing back First Night in Quincy, Tim?
I haven't heard much.
Right.
I think... possibly, there's so much going to be happening next year with Quincy 400.
That was my next question, actually. Yeah.
We are talking about, and I will tease this out, we are talking about bringing back the sidewalk sale maybe this year.
Oh, that wasn't my first choice.
during the summer
of
2025.
Oh, I remember them well.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, I've gotten some, we're talking about it because we're trying to honor the business community. The mayor's asked us to think of ideas.
Hmm.
And it's hard because there's 400 years of history and some businesses that were important a long time ago are no longer around. People have a short memory.
Yeah.
But the people I've talked to, they said, oh, I love that.
I love that.
I love that sidewalk sale. Loved it and stuff. And when I had my restaurant, we were part of it.
Yeah.
So I still remember it. So we won't bring back the beauty pageant. We'll not come back.
Okay.
Times have changed slightly.
Certainly.
But we're talking about it. It's nothing set in stone. But and what we can do now is bring our vendors, give them almost a summer market. We have the Christmas market.
Mm-hmm.
We can bring many of our vendors in to fill that space where the retail's moved out.
Okay.
So just close down Hancock Street, open it up to really kind of a summer market, but it'll
like
be
a pedestrian mall kind of.
Yeah, yeah. Just for a weekend, just like we did back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. I mean, we all have fond memories of, especially when we're growing up. It was hot.
there was usually a thunderstorm.
It was all those things. But it's kind of interesting. I love what the city's doing and what the mayor's doing to celebrate our history, the 400 years, and the business community's had a lot. Quincy's been a very strong entrepreneurial, economic
Howard
city.
Johnson's, Dunkin' Donuts,
So we want to play our role. So the history comes alive in so many different ways.
Sure.
So.
Yeah.
But again, that's a secret, so don't tell.
Oh, so don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anyone.
Okay.
And you know,
just for you, me.
But it's been good because we've developed this network of vendors who want to sell in Quincy and want to come back, and people love outdoor stuff.
Yeah.
And,
well, the whole goal of rejuvenating Quincy Center was to bring it back to a neighborhood, right?
Yes.
Create it one of the neighborhoods of the
yes.
city. So that's
yeah.
what's
and that's happening.
Happening.
It's
yeah.
happening every day. You see the restaurant scene at night. New restaurants. Some leave, but more
quickly replaced.
They quickly yeah. replaced. We won't get that retail back. That retail it's just not coming back,
yeah.
at least not in a large scale.
Yeah.
But like I said, we got a bookstore now. You know, little
yeah.
little things are happening. I think Quincy Center, the Hancock Street area
yeah.
will be the food area.
Yeah, you're not going to see, like you said, the Child Worlds or the Woolworths,
But we've got all these vendors, and a lot of them were created during the pandemic when mm-hmm. people were looking for something to do. People quit their jobs, they went out, and they turned a hobby into a small business.
Yes.
And we love supporting them because they are the future, really, is that mobile sort of, instead of delivery, they bring their product to you, set up, and can make some money, whether
yeah.
it's a side hustle or whether it's a full-scale job.
Before we run out of time, I saw you on TV earlier this week talking about the tiny house over at Quincy
yes.
High School.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it almost done?
It'll be done in the spring,
okay.
2025.
Okay.
And it looks like NeighborWorks will buy it and turn it into an affordable house somewhere. We
yes.
don't know where,
okay.
and we don't know exactly for who. But yeah, it was nice. Channel 4 reached out to us, and they said, we heard about your tiny house, and we want to come down and take a, you know, interview some
yeah,
of the kids.
Yeah, great for the kids.
Instructors.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was great. Started at 5 o'clock a.m., so I'm not used to that early morning wake up anymore.
You're in my world there. So.
But you know what was amazing is, got the word the day before, they were coming down. Starts
yeah.
at 5,
yep.
goes till 7, 8.
Yeah.
And 50 kids showed up.
And the kids were there, I know. Yeah.
They showed up. They were excited. We had some graduates
yep.
who had started the house a couple
back.
Of years ago.
Yeah.
They came back.
That's
and
nice.
One's working at IBEW. The
yep.
other one's in the Carpenters Union. It was great. It was great. All the instructors. Yeah, it's been a long process, interrupted by COVID, like
Certainly.
Everything else.
Yeah.
But these kids have built a house. You know, I said, I don't know if I said it on TV, but I was thinking about it. The VOTEC students don't always have the same type of opportunities or education that the main school does, and whether it's sports or that memory, you know, you have sports teams, you know, they work with their hands.
Sure.
You know, it's sort of, it's a little bit different. I went to school with a bunch of guys who I still know that went to the VOTEC. They weren't part of the football team,
yeah.
the wrestling team,
yeah.
some were, but to me, this is sort of their Thanksgiving
I get it.
Game.
Yeah,
you
I
know,
get
some
it.
Of the memory, because
yeah.
they've all worked together. You got
yeah.
plumbers, you got electricians, you got carpenters,
right.
all working together on this house. And someday they're going to look back on it, and that house could be somewhere in Quincy, and say, we built that.
That's right.
We built that. It was really, it's been a great project,
yeah.
and one thing that I really want to get
Real
in
quick.
Before we
yep.
go is how many businesses in Quincy contributed the products.
Exactly.
Everything was donated.
Yep. It's
everything.
Fantastic.
The windows,
it's a great
the roofing,
story.
The siding.
Yeah. We'll have you back when it's done.
I'd love to.
Okay.
I'd love to. When
okay.
we have, you know, a home for it, it would be great.
Okay.
It'd be great. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome. Thank you.